This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
More than 500 people took part in the Fraser Valley's first Pride Parade on May 25, 2013, a turnout that organizers say was larger than expected. Fraser Valley Youth Society organized and sponsored the LGBTQ Pride Parade, and it was held in a city considered to be a part of British Columbia's Bible Belt. The Pride event made local history and attracted attention from media across the country. The Abbotsford Times reported that Abbotsford Mayor Bruce Banman told the participants that everyone, regardless of their sexuality, had the right to feel safe and secure. The mayor also thanked the Fraser Valley Youth Society for its work to build inclusiveness in the community. We're joined on the phone by Adam Roper of Fraser Valley Youth Society.
Welcome to People First Radio, Adam.
Hi, good morning.
Adam, give us a sense of the background behind this event. It began at one point in the past as a walk against homophobia. Give us a little bit of the history of it.
Oh, yeah, it started off as the walk away from homophobia. I think that started officially in around 2008. There was attempts to build an absurd pride event, and then there was a massive outcry, mostly online, against the event. So it was canceled, and then the year afterwards, our organizer, John Kuipers, decided just to organize under that name, Walking from Homophobia. The difference now, this year, we decided to call it the Abbotsford Pride Event because we wanted to move away from this idea that we're simply a community that's being discriminated against, and we wanted to have more of a focus of embracing our identity as an inclusive and diverse portion of society. But I think it's a good change, a good transition.
One of the organizers, Angela Ostrakoff, is quoted in the province newspaper as saying, "This year a decision was made to change the discussion. Quote, we wanted to tell another story. The previous walk was important, but this year it was less about victimization and the struggle and more about being equal," unquote. Give us a little more information about that concept.
I think we do regard ourselves as an equal and almost ordinary part of society. Oftentimes the assumption is that the queer community are strange people. I can recall experiences of walking with a couple of my friends, you know, both males, holding hands, and every car passing by, you know, turns their head. Or hearing stories about how two same-sex people sitting in restaurants, and they start to hold hands, and they're either asked to, you know, go sit in the back of the restaurant or, again, you know, turning heads. So we are just trying to basically embrace our identity as an ordinary part of society and saying that, you know, human sexuality is a very fluid concept. And so how can one form of human sexuality be regarded as more ordinary or more embraceable than another?
The LGBTQ Pride Parade in Abbotsford occurred within what's called the Bible Belt of British Columbia. Give us a sense of the local religious dynamics around this.
Abbotsford is a very Christian town. That said, a lot of the churches tend to be very localized communities, so their entire church life basically takes place within the context of the church community. So that was one way I was trying to come up with to describe the church's presence at the Fraser Valley Pride. To say the least, there was very minimal presence, so there was no protesters, but there was also no supporters to speak of. With minor exceptions, there was two churches from Vancouver, and then another church from Abbotsford, and one ministry that reaches out to the lesbian community in Abbotsford. So in total, there was four supporters from the religious community. Looking back on that, I'm a bit concerned. There was this phrase that kept on going throughout my head during the portion of the day. That's peace is not simply the absence of war. So similarly, solidarity and reconciliation are not simply the absence of conflict with religious organizations. The whole point of us doing an Abbotsford Pride is to communicate with churches and to try and reconcile faith with the queer identity. So not having any conflict for or against from churches, it's fine, but it doesn't really change what we're trying to do.
Would it be safe to say that religious organizations or people that are associated with religion are perhaps the greatest opposers of gay pride events or of LGBTQ local rights?
I wouldn't call them posers. I would just call them, you know, people that don't give support, whatever the word for that would be. Yeah, I'm not really sure exactly what the term to use would be. Just the fact that there's not much support from the church community. That said, I guess something we'll talk about later on in this interview, or maybe that's, I guess the next question is the concept of safe spaces. I've personally been working with the evangelical community my entire life and the queer community since the past, since August. One thing I found out pretty early on was churches are often regarded as the unsafest space. So that's one place where you can't actually talk about or explore your human sexuality. I really feel that's quite unfortunate. I would like to see that actually change. Because it does seem like an antithesis to what I perceive as being the gospel lived out in everyday life. That's creating a sense of community for all individuals, not saying if you're gay, you have to leave our congregation.
Elaine O'Connor, and you talked about safe spaces, she's a reporter for the Province newspaper, and she wrote in a May 22nd, 2013 article, "So few places are gay-friendly in Abbotsford that the Fraser Valley Youth Society lists safe spaces on its website, but there are just two." What kinds of challenges, what are the range of challenges faced by LGBTQ youth in Abbotsford?
I think in terms of business standpoints, I don't think it's much of a challenge. The only issue is, at this point, businesses haven't been given the resources to actively know how to support the queer community. So we're working on that, like we're discussing with businesses, and I feel that every business or most businesses, if talked to, would actually say, yes, we are a queer-friendly society. That said, as I just said, the church is the unsafest space that I see. So my personal role in the organization is attempting to start partnering with church youth groups and saying, what's the best way to discuss queer issues in the youth group setting? Often what I see happening is a person comes out as gay or queer or LGBT in the youth group setting, and they're asked to leave or they're asked to change. So that basically assumes that, you know, just the orientation itself is a sinful thing. I absolutely disagree with that. I think the orientation is just a person's basic identity. So a person shouldn't be judged or asked to leave simply based on the way they identify. There should be some sense of dialogue within the youth group setting.
Now, there was a pretty large turnout for the Fraser Valley's first ever LGBTQ Pride Parade. Give us a sense, Adam, of what happened during the event. Give us a quick sketch of the day.
Oh, it basically started out at the Madsquay Rec Center, which is basically like a swimming pool. So there was about 300 people at first. I think throughout the course of the event, it came out to over 500, maybe close to 700. Didn't get an exact count. But we started off by gathering in a large circle and holding hands, and one of our volunteers gave this rich encouragement about saying, basically, every time you feel alone, just remember you have a community that supports you. You know, it brings tears to the eye. If you look at the province, I think the province posted, it was CBC posted a video about it, and that segment of the event is part of the video. So then we started walking, and it was a line that spanned about three city blocks at one point. So that was highly encouraging, and then eventually we gathered at the city hall, and there was speeches from the volunteers, and the mayor gave a bit of a speech. And it was us just basically enjoying being together. It's not often something you get as a person of the queer orientation, unless you have friends, or unless you drive to Vancouver, or unless you come to our youth group.
You mentioned, I think, earlier that there were some churches involved in this, and I'm looking at one of the many articles that were written about the event in Abbotsford. Maple Ridge United Church Minister Heather Holness called the march, quote-unquote, long overdue. "I think this is a great day for Abbotsford," she said, sporting a shirt with the biblical saying, "Love thy neighbor." And also Daryl Plekis, who is the newly elected Abbotsford South MLA, was there. And I believe there was participation from the police force as well.
There was indeed. There's just one website I often go to kind of as a resource, gaychurch.org. So if you look at this website, across the board, the United Church is quite inclusive. There's one, there's the occasional evangelical church that identifies itself as queer-friendly. The one that actually was in attendance was one called the Lighthouse of Hope Christian Fellowship in Vancouver. They were actually at the Vancouver Pride as well, and they're the ones with the signs that say, "We apologize for what the church has done to the LGBT community." It's very encouraging to see churches like that coming out.
the Fraser Valley Youth Society organized this event. You volunteer with the society. Tell us a little bit about the history of the group, why it came into being, and what it does.
Right, it originally came out of an organization called Youth Quest, which was a cross-Canada initiative for the queer community. Youth Quest itself disbanded some years ago. But then the Abbotsford branch kind of was held together by John Kuipers. I myself just came into the organization last year, so for about 5 years it was just John by himself organizing it. So the main work of the organization is just running a drop-in for queer youth every Thursday from 6 to 9 p.m. And then on a broader scale, we're looking to build safe spaces within the community by communicating with local businesses, as well as hopefully in the future local churches. And then to a third degree, we're also seeking to build workshops to present to schools and to organizations that discuss topics of sexual health, community involvement, and queer issues. So we're basically just acting as a liaison between the general public and the queer community.
Adam Roper, thank you very much for taking the time to join us, and best of luck in all of your future work.
Yes, thank you very much.
Adam Roper is a volunteer for the Fraser Valley Youth Society. You can find them online at frasieryouth.com. You can find Adam Roper online at birdsofcanada.tumblr.com.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.